The attack on the London Underground was unprecedented, and no one knew what might happen next. The entire tube network was evacuated and shut down for the rest of the day.
An emergency. Do not travel to Central London.
London, the whole network's closed and crashed.
Police took control of the stations directly affected by the blasts. Aldgate, Edgware Road, King's Cross St Pancras and Russell Square. They were declared crime scenes subject to intense forensic examination. Tube bosses faced a massive recovery and repair operation once the police had finished their work. They also had to instill confidence in their own staff. London Underground workers such as Mohammed Jamil at Edgware Road were the first down the tunnels to rescue passengers. After the tragic events on the morning of 7-7, tube bosses were determined that the best response was to work all night and run as many trains as possible the next morning.
Could have used the night, man. You're going to help me open up in the morning, then, are you? Smashing. How are you? Okay?
Phil O'Hare is the performance manager of the Central Line. He's got to make sure that every single train is thoroughly checked overnight for anything suspicious. He's then got to persuade some train drivers, who are understandably nervous, to start work as usual the next morning. Londoners pay their respects to those who lost their lives. Many people are still unaccounted for. Friends and families face a painful period of waiting for news about their loved ones.
Yeah, I need you on this first corner here, Matt.
Yeah, buddy.
Teams of engineers are beginning the recovery process. The morning rush hour at Bond Street is quieter than usual. Phil O'Hare has been up most of the night.